The thing about extinction events is that, of course, they're very bad for the animals that go extinct, but they open up a door of opportunity for a lot of other animals and plants. And basically, once certain species disappear, then other species will evolve and change and take over their place in that particular ecosystem or habitat.
Ultimately, it would be a giant asteroid that would end the reign of the dinosaurs. But that deadly space missile would take another 250 million years to finally reach the Earth. In the meantime, the dinosaurs waged a savage battle for survival. ...144 million years ago, at the end of the Jurassic era, many dinosaur species became victims of climate changes that probably brought about their first extinction. But a host of others managed to rise to power.
More efficient plant eaters like Gastonia and Tanantosaurus were able to fill the void left by their predecessors. And in turn, new predators appeared along with them.
At the top of the food chain were the raptors.
But these predators were more advanced than their earlier cousins. This is when raptors like Deinonychus and Utah raptor made their debut.
Over the next 79 million years, dinosaurs continued as the unchallenged rulers. No other animals could match their size, power, or ferocity. By the end of the Cretaceous period, global environmental changes saw the emergence of tougher, more fibrous species of plants. To take advantage of these new food sources, specially adapted herbivores evolved.
By the end of the Cretaceous, we had some very advanced dinosaurs. There were lots of species of ceratopsians, these were the horned dinosaurs. And there were an abundance of duck-billed dinosaurs called hadrosaurs. Both of these groups had remarkably advanced teeth and jaw design, which allowed them to eat a wider variety of plants. And the predators also had become more advanced. Dinosaurs like Albertosaurus was able to hunt cooperatively with other members of their own family, while raptors took pack hunting to a whole new level. But sitting atop all of these was Tyrannosaurus Rex. He was the ultimate predator in Earth's history, and yet with all these evolutionary advancements, they literally disappeared in the blink of an eye.
...65 million years ago, the giant asteroid that had been hurtling towards the Earth finally struck. Nothing was safe.
All the dinosaurs in the world at that time became extinct, along with a lot of the big reptiles that sort of looked like dinosaurs, things like mosasaurs, plesiosaurs in the ocean, and on land, of course, the Tyrannosaurus Rex and Nanotyrannus and Triceratops and all the duck-billed dinosaurs and all the little raptors and so forth. It was a pretty much extinction of everything.
For many years, scientists were baffled by this mass extinction. It seemed incredible that so much carnage could have been caused by a single, sudden, catastrophic event.
The time in geological history that separates the end of the Cretaceous from the Tertiary period is marked with a very distinctive band of clay. You can see this thin band in locations throughout the world, and it clearly marks the spot where something major had taken place. Below it, we find dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and a variety of giant sea reptiles. But above that line, we don't see any evidence of these same creatures. So this layer clearly represents that something dramatic had happened on Earth that caused a mass extinction in a very short time.
The layer that separates the periods is called the KT boundary.